Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life of the Death Live. This is your boy, Fetty J. It's another great Monday here on the show. It's a great Monday. It is a hot after dusk Monday to do every freaking week. Check it out. We're going to go ahead and definitely give a shout-out to one of our sponsors of Mondays. Our main sponsor every Monday is Audible.com, and that's where you can find over 150,000 titles to read in audio form. So definitely go check it out. And a lot of different things. It's pretty much something for every genre. You can't miss it. Go to audibletrial.com/SettyJ, and they'll take care of you. Let them know I sent you. All right, we out, and we're going to go to get started. We'll be back. Be back in a minute. Peace.
Dust by the radio. Life back to dust. Dust by the radio. You need to tune in to Dust by the radio. Life back to dust. Dust by the radio.
Life back to dust. Dust by the radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio.
Tomorrow, you need work in your career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jockin' some more and tearing Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wins with hot models. We got life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
And we're back. Right here on the Hot After Dusk Mondays, right on Life of the Dusk Live on blogtalkradio.com. All right, so to kind of give you guys a blueprint what's going on for today's show, we got a lot. Of course, we always talk about a little bit of hotness, hot topics every freaking week, and also do some hot interviews. One of them, let you know, is on today's show. We're going to have first hour is going to be my girl, Brielle Sunshine. I wait for my hometown, home state to be more exact, New Jersey. Then we take it on down right here to Texas, where I was raised. And we'll be chopping up with my girl, officially Lachey, right, and she's holding down in Houston. So definitely, you're ready to check it out. It's, you know, definitely two ladies making some big moves. And they grind hard, man. You know, I pretty much, it's like, it's never a dull moment. They always pretty much see them working all the time, and they don't have behind it. They really go hard about what they do, and that's how you must do it when it comes to your craft. Really, you know, not half step. So, yes, we will be going in today with the show, but of course, you know, we got some hot topics, hot mess. You know what y'all got going on. You know, you can sit it in. Also, reminding you, one of my other sponsors, Notoriously Naughty. I already said to them, they got a big cruise coming up. And I believe next week is the final deadline for to make your initial deposit for the cruise, the Trouble Occurs. It's a different kind of cruise. And it's going to be right off of of Baja, California. So definitely something you want to check out, especially if you're in, the California area. You definitely go ahead and check it out. Enjoy yourself, unwind. With a group that does very great events, if I might add. So if you want to go to an event that you know has been tried and true, go support what they got going on. They do a great job, so go to them. And they also, on every Wednesday, we also have the Naughty Moments of the Week. So if you got some naughty moments that you want to share, send them in. Heck, we even share some of our own naughty moments we've had. So definitely come check it out. We have a lot of crazy things we're going to talk about in the show, man. Shoot, weekend for me was pretty good. Can't complain. It was pretty good, man, you know. Watch some teams lose. Enjoy some company with some great people. And, heck, I can't complain at all. It's just a blessing. And, I kind of want to know who y'all niggas going to go to the Super Bowl. Because, you know, this week is it. whoever wins this week, yes, that's who's going. So you got the 49ers versus the Seahawks, and you got Peyton Manning, that's with the Broncos, and Tom Brady, that's with the Patriots, going head-to-head. So this is going to be crazy because, you know, these are two teams that have played against each other this season already, and it's really going to be about, hey, it's payback time. So, of course, you know, as far as in the season, because the Seahawks and the 49ers being, you know, division rivals, you know, they play each other each once. They play each other, you know, once in their own home, respective home areas. And they beat each, and of course, you know, they shine through and through in their home arena. So the question is the 49ers going to be able to go, those 49ers going to be able to go up there and show up and show out against the Seahawks in the 12th man, or are they going to come away with another a loss? Because, Jim, man, you know, you back, man. You back. You 3 years in a row, this man has made it to the NFC Championship. And this is his first three seasons. First three seasons as a head coach. So the dude's making some big moves. So, you know, really it's going to be interesting. Who do I want to win out of that one? Oh, man, so hard. I feel like the Seahawks going to win it, but I couldn't see an upset. I feel like it's going to be an upset if the 49ers win because, you know, the Seahawks, you know, they beat them home before at home. Hey, they're at home. And both teams just elevating at a whole other level. So we're going to see, man, see what happens. Now, as far as Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady, I feel an upset coming. You know, because Brady, usually cold. Can't deny that. But I feel that Peyton Manning is on a war path. He's tired of things everybody's saying, cold weather, this or whatever. It's always giving him a hard time. So, and especially now he's gonna be at home. So now you're not gonna be up there in Foxborough. You get a chance to take control of your own home crowd. So here we go, Peyton Manning. The question is, are you gonna be able to stick through the storm? Because yeah, you lost in the season, but heck, at the end of the day, don't we all want to just win the postseason more than we want to win the season? So definitely, man, I really can't wait. These are great matchups. Man, another thing too, I know I didn't get a chance to watch it, so I know some. You know, I didn't really get to do my homework quite yet and look at the outfits from the Golden Globes, but Golden Globes went on last night, and definitely we'll probably share a little bit about it on Wednesday because, of course, I'm going to do some more homework and go and find out what the heck happened, what the heck people was wearing, and everything in between. And I know one thing I saw was Gabby Sidibe. She was going in because people were talking about, you know, roasting her, you know, the usual precious jokes and whatever. And, you know, she was saying, yeah, she cried her way all the way. She cried her way all the way to the event in her private jet. You know, so really at the end of the day, you know, it was mocking where everybody was doing that. People were making fun of me. But, hey, you're making fun of me, but at the end of the day, I'm making money and doing the things that people can't do, you know, their dream job every day. And, hey, at the end of the day, I applaud her for, you know, just really just sticking through like that. But y'all know me. I'm an equal opportunity roaster. Everybody's on the platter when it comes to me and roasting. Okay, you're big, small, in between, black, white, orange, yellow, bad breath, good breath. I don't care. Everybody's on the platter. So really doesn't matter. So I'm still going to continue to roast. That's what I do best. I talk trash. That's why I can't help it. So, yeah, everybody knows that I'm an equal opportunity roaster. No shame in my game about that. All right, so what we're going to do before we bring my girl, Bree Sunshine on here, Bree Sunshine into the building. We're going to go ahead and go into a quick song break, and then we'll be back here on Life to Dust Live. It's your boy, Teddy J, on Hot After Dust Mondays. Let's see. Since we are going up top for a little bit, I think it's only right to play something from somebody from up top. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to my boy, King Piff, Champion, and we'll be back.
exclusive.
Yes.
A real rule boy thing.
Uh-huh.
You done know.
Yes.
And you deal with.
No time for your playboy bunnies. The Bentley ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate on you all cause your bitches love me. Love me,
love me.
We getting money. No time for your playboy bunnies. The Bentley ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate on you all cause your bitches love me. Love me.
Let's go, I need some patrol, need two lesbos, I'm at best, so I hope they not only menstrual, cause the boy got long testo, but the flow like asbestos, even the best know, make him sick to the stomach, here comes the Pepto, Brook Norm Klepto, gotta get the dollar just like Klepto, mommy ain't wanna let go, try to hold on like Invo, baby moms know, I'm a professional, the curl and toes ain't from Harlem, but I travel the globe, keep the sun and shades in the air low, Gucci slippers with the Ric Flair robe, don't let me lose control of your chest exposed. I'm good with them X and O's, with a stretch flex with hoes, freaking dressed with stilettos. It's a rose mixed with a little Julio and Jose. If you ain't sucking the fucking, it goes the doorway. BK pimp, king, pimp for blip. When sucking from the law, nigga move swift. Check out my outfit, check out my outfit.
We getting money, no time for your playboy bunnies. The Bentley ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate on you all cause your bitches love me, love me. We getting money, no time for your playboy bunnies. The Bentley ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate on you all cause your bitches love me, love me.
Niggas is mad, I get more busted. Ashtrays, spread the booty open cause I'm nasty. Bumper classy with ashy knuckles. See the bling in my Louis buckle. Down Louis to the scuffle. Throw it in the bag, nigga, I prefer the duffel. Don't mean to trouble y'all. Trouble to trouble and face in the double law. If you speaking raw, better have a Kevlar. Taking trips with the caviar. We married to the streets, but divorced it when they started to speak more about equity and moving the streets. We made leaps and bounds to be located this part of town. Not in the strong, bitching on the mound. Now my thoughts profound, keep the booty around. I'm surrounded by maples and oaks, lawyers, doctors, retired folks,
okay.
Pop champagne on the yacht, you on the boat, I hope you close.
We getting money, no time for your playboy bunnies. The Bentley ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate on you all cause your bitches love me, love me. We getting money, no time for your playboy bunnies. The Bentley ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate on you all cause your bitches love me, love me.
What's up, everybody?
This is the one and only Antoinette Soto from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my papi, DJ Seti J. Mwah.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that, Antoinette. Appreciate it. All right, we're back on Life at Dusk Live on Hot After Dusk Mondays, presented by Audible.com. Which is home of over 150,000 titles. And, of course, remember, you can check that out. Get your free 30-day trial and free audio book by going to audibletrial.com/SettyJ. Go there, enjoy it. Heck, man, you might even fall in love, deep in love with it. So go in there and check it out. All right, so without further ado, I see we got it. You know, my second power is telling me that certain special persons in the building. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and welcome to the show, my girl Brielle Sunshine. What's up?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing all right. Can't complain, you know. A little blessing on the day, sister.
You're so silly. Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. You know, it's always good to have somebody from the home state in the building. You know, Jersey people, you know, Jersey makes the world taste. No, it's Trenton takes the world. The Trenton makes the world taste, but heck, Jersey is a whole. Okay, nobody says, you know, we make things happen. And where we go, we always add flavor. So no matter where we go, so, hey, I've been loving my Jersey.
Yes, yes, indeed. But that is true that you say that, though. Every time I go somewhere, they're like, you're from Jersey, and it's like, everybody lights up. Like, they love people from Jersey. So, you know, I'm proud.
Yeah, they show you respect right away. They're like, oh, wait a minute. Okay. Got some respect.
Definitely.
Now, first off, for those who don't know, you know, they haven't met you before and heard your story, first off, tell them who you are. You know, of course, they know where you're from now, but, you know, what made you get into modeling in the whole first place?
Okay, well, you know, since you said modeling, I'm a model, promoter, host, also radio host. What got me into modeling was, actually, I started young. My parents started me in these, like, runway classes and things like that. I was doing dance classes, and I really liked it, but I was still in my tomboy stage, so I kind of let those things go and went to sport. And then as I got older and started dressing more feminine, everybody started noticing, you know, different features and the way I carry myself, the way I walk and things like that. And asked me, or if you model, you should model if you don't. And, you know, I kept hearing it and hearing it, and I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll try it out. And I started with a hair show I did for a friend, and I loved it. Like, once I did that hair show, it was everything. And that was actually in 2006. After that, I didn't really do too much. My first photo shoot actually was in 2010, and I loved the camera. I loved taking pictures, so it was like, why not? Then I've been hooked, just taking pictures and doing my modeling thing, doing fashion shows. So any opportunity I get, I try to take advantage of it.
Well, definitely not. And Chia, I'm trying to think, how long have I been knowing you now? At least since 2012. I know it's at least 2012. I remember when I was in Jersey. I knew you a little before I went back to Jersey for the summer that year. So I know that's been a while, man. 2014, 2012. Man, almost 2 years.
Yeah, that is true. Yes, 2012. Yeah.
Now, as far as with your work, you know it's a transition of your work. You know, it kind of tells a story because you have, you know, some people, it depends on what part they, like, oh, you know, they didn't know about this part of your modeling side, and then people that met you at this part and they realized this part. So it's like kind of a butterfly effect, if you want to say. Like, for instance, like, you start off, it was more what more people call high fashion, that you hit us years with the asthma boy, dope ass music, like to call it, to tear your phone sideways
pictures. And that's funny, and they still get me with that. But
you had the pictures, you had to go out, you had to turn sideways, like, whoa, man, turn.
The one, oh yeah, the one when I was on the bed. Oh, my gosh. I just seen that picture the other day. It was crazy. When I first did that shoot, everybody was like, they loved it, but they were shocked because I kind of came out my shell. Like, they didn't expect me, you know, to take pictures like that. But I love it, and it's good. It's really good. And it's eye candy stuff is really, really popular right now. And if I did this sooner, I probably wouldn't be doing it because I wasn't as comfortable with myself as I am now and as confident. So I'm glad I didn't start as early as I did.
Yeah, so as far as that, because a lot of people are so desensitized to the fact that, you know, they don't realize that all models aren't always cocky because they had this, you know, the stereotype that all models are cocky and stuck up and always, you know, just whatever you said. But you just said clearly how you were saying at one point in time, you would have did it sooner in your career, you would have been ready to do it because you would have been too shy to do it. And as far as, like, your whole outtake on that, as far as turning on that stereotype, what is your thought process on that as far as people's, you know, stereotype of models and what they think about, you know, their personalities and whatnot?
Actually, I do see, it makes me mad because, for one, you know, being put in a category with everyone else, but I do see it a lot. And everything I see other models do, especially as far as the being cocky and stuck up and everything like that, I try to do the opposite. So whenever people tweet me or whatever, I'm not rude. I say hi back. They compliment me. I say thank you. I don't just, you know, have an attitude with them like I see other people do, or ignore them, or just retweet it and go on about their business. And at the end of the day, you can't have mass people because a lot of the people become your fans. And who are going to buy your calendars? Who are going to buy magazines that you're featured in? But your fans. So if you're acting like that to your fans, they're not going to want to buy nothing you're in. When you show respect and, you know, just conversation and nice and just cool, but at the same time you're still watchful, they respect that. So that's why I do what I do as far as not being arrogant and stuck up and stuff like that. Confident, yes, but cocky, no.
Right, because in the day, you know, some people feel like the fans owe them something. In the day, they already did something great. Some of these fans, they promote yourself. Or some of the, you know, their quiet fans, they listen to yourself and read it and whatnot. They just don't quite say anything, but every part is needed. In the day, somebody's supporting you in some way. And some people get that, they're like, oh, well, ain't nobody out here buying my stuff. All that is crazy. Like, no one owes you anything.
And that is true, because when I was in that Rated X contest, I was getting a lot of votes, getting votes from people that I didn't even know who they were. They weren't following me. But because they seen the way I was and seeing things that people were retweeting, they voted for me. So I took, you know, I appreciated that. Think about if I had an attitude or was nasty, like, oh, I ain't voting for her. And I do support other people as well. So that's another thing that is good for me. I support people, their music. They get me to listen to their music, watch their videos, retweet it, tweet it, promote it, whatever. I do that. And I do it for free, actually. Like, a lot of people, I ain't doing that for free. You got to pay me to do that. Are these
right.
people
And you got to explain that to me, too, because, you know, I have a problem with that, too. Like, if so many people always want people to do favors to them, like the hook house, but they always want you to pay for something. So I can't wrap my head around that, how if you want somebody to pay, if you want somebody to invest in you, you can't get mad if you don't invest in them as well.
Exactly. It doesn't go that way. You just want to be one side and, oh, everybody has to invest in you, support you, but you got to support people too. You want everybody to promote your stuff, but yet you don't want to promote nobody else's stuff, and you want to sit there and say, don't tweet me music, don't send me music, I'm not going to listen to that. Like, that's wrong. And they wonder why people unfollow them and tell people bad things about them. You know, word gets around. That's why they say everything comes from word of mouth.
Right, because, I mean, you got 7,540 followers, but people don't realize that, like, some people get stuck on, okay, it's only 7,540 followers seeing my stuff. No. Let's say one of those people retweet street stuff. That means there's a chance that all their followers are going to see what you did, what they posted. Then, if another person doing it, they're going to keep going on and on. So a lot of people don't realize that when you see that number, that's to me, there's a lot of invisible parts of that you don't see, because you don't know what those other people that are supporting you. Like you said, word of mouth. Some people not on Twitter like that all the time, but they're going to tell people about what you got going on other ways. Some people like to use text messages. Some people like Instagram or whatever.
Exactly. That's definitely true. And I recently got back on Twitter, so, you know, I did miss a lot of stuff. I know a lot of people did tweet me things, and I may have missed it. But at the end of the day, I do take time out to go back and look through different things. If I favorite it, I go back and to look at it. And then I will respond to some people. I mean, I get a chance to speak to everybody. I'm not ignoring people, and I do let people know that. Like, I'm not ignoring you. I just get a lot of stuff all the time. And then with my job, I can't have my phone at work, so my phone stays in the car. So
people get mad. Like, they don't think I can hit up my phone all day. I'm like, shit, they don't pay me to get their bills.
Exactly. Like, my phone is not glued to me like that. And then by the time I get home, I'm trying to wind down. And I'm about to start another job, too, so I'm going to go back to two jobs. I'm just not beat for that. If it wasn't for modeling, if it wasn't for radio, I wouldn't even have Twitter, Instagram, or anything like that. I probably wouldn't even have a cell phone. So, you know, it happens.
Now, one thing I want to definitely mention, too, you know, and I'm recording this as a question as well. First off, you know, I want to just give my condolences to your family members that passed. I know how it feels to have a person that a close, very, very close relative passed, and it's just crazy, and it's like, wow, what is happening? So I wanted to, you know, take the time out to say that, and also record it into my question, which is, you know, because a lot of people, they go through stuff, and they allow it to get them completely down, and they don't never go back to doing what they love doing anymore. How did you make that transition of, you know, the stuff hit you hard, and then you were able to come back and make it happen the way, you know, like as if you never left?
Well, this is the thing. That is a good question, because I honestly didn't think I was going to get back into it. But when you really love something and you really have a passion for it, you're not going to let nothing stop you. And when you got people, you know, behind you who, you know, support you and will, you know, be there for you, that makes it easier. And I had a lot of people like, don't quit, keep your head up, you know, everybody's on my back, like, don't stop and just getting on to me. And constantly until I got, you know, back into it. That's what actually motivated me.
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I feel it's always a test during your career. Like, a lot of crazy stuff happens during it. And it's like, so you got to deal with the fact of what people deal with every day, but you still got to keep this happy face on and still do what you love doing. And sometimes it's hard to do that and make that all work. So I understand, man. It's sometimes, like, you know, I almost wanted to walk away and do this, stop doing the show for a little bit. But I couldn't, because I just love this too much. And I love, you know, the support. And sometimes it's also just for people that, because I'm like the people who non-supporters bother me as much. But still, they're also a motivation, because some of them want us to not succeed. And they get happy inside. They see, oh, okay, he's going to quit. So, yeah, this is good. You know, they want to see you quit, but it pisses them off when they see you come back and be able to bounce right back into it. So, at the end of the day, you know, that's what you got to think about, too. You got to think about the fact that you got people that's hating on you that want to see you not do anything.
And that is true. That definitely is true. And I have experienced that and still experiencing that. So it's whatever. It happens. If you don't have them, then you're not doing something right. And to those that do that, I feel like they want to be where I am. They want to do what I'm doing, but they can't. So that's their only way to make themselves feel good.
Right. And some people mess up. They spend too much time shouting out their haters instead of shouting out the people that's supporting them. Shout out to my haters, man. You know, they would motivate me. But what about your supporters? They don't motivate you? I mean, that's crazy. So some of you, some people just get infatuated with just say they have haters just to make themselves look good, but they don't really have haters like that. It's a sad case.
It is, but honestly, like, they do it because people feed off of negativity. You know, post something positive, you'll get, like, a few likes or whatever. But let it be something negative. Everybody is liking it. And I think that's why they do that, because they know people are feeding into it. So
right. You sound like you're about to sing a love song. They all... or you're such in a relationship or whatever, they want to, ain't no lights coming. But as soon as you say something like, motherfuckers never loved us, you know, stuff like that, they want to go, light, comment, yeah, man, I'm feeling on that, man. You know, it's crazy. I don't know about you, but I hate the people that, when you put out a post and they go comment, and they put a comment that has nothing to do with the post on there.
Yes. It always happens. And I'm like, why would you post that on there?
That's an inbox thing. Like, why are you typing a message in the goddamn post in the comments? Oh, man, I saw you the other day, man. Okay, that had nothing to do with the comment. They're quick, especially when you got something and you're asking a question. That drives me freaking insane.
You just made me think about... when I did a volunteer chaperone some youth to D.C. for to see the Martin Luther King Monument and things like that, and, you know, took pictures of it and I posted it, and somebody was like, that don't even look like him. I'm like, everybody doesn't look the same as their pictures when they're younger. I was like, you do know that he did age, right? And they try to have a little debate or whatever, and I was like, look, I'm deleting you and blocking you because I don't have time for this. It's crazy. Like, how do you expect him to look how he looked years ago in the 60s?
Right. It's like, it's like crazy. It was like crazy talking stuff. Like, come on, man. All right.
Yeah.
Now, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to a quick song break. We come back from it, we're going to chop up some more. I'm going to get, you know, I was playing nice. I was playing nice beginning, but I'm about to get, like, real ugly second half, so I hope you're ready. Because I get real this show, so I hope you're ready.
Because
you
got to
put your big girl panties on for this one. All right.
Get my thick skin, you know.
All right. Since I am up top, so we are rocking up top right now, I'm going to play another one of the people from up top. This is from one of my dearest family members and great artist, my boy Sin Wright from Jersey. Here we go. We'll be back.
Yeah. It's EMP in your area. Sin Wright in your area. Word V in your area. Hoodlum EMT in your area. EMP in your area. Sin Wright in your area. Word V in your area. Hoodlum EMT in your area.
Sex me higher than dudes. I set this bitch on fire with no lies to use. Okay. I give my life to you and I'll fight for you. I promise everything I recite the truth. Okay.
Until the rain goes away, I'm trying to do a show a day. Let the beat fade out and shorty in the sample say. Those diamond pearl dreams without a squirrel scene. We bust numerous not to make every girl scream. Sorry, a little bragging in the intro. The shorty told me okay and just happens to be an info. She's a floozy that uses her tongue when she unlatches the window. And before she jumps off the ledge, she yells, welcome to the Sin Show. That's how we touch bases, frequent exchanges of fuck faces.
She has a slutish waist. It's time she popped off in public places. And the way her ass is, I don't know where the fuck her waist is. She's not a human. She has junk in the trunk of spaces. She gives it to me like there's one life to lose. And the flame is high. She teaches that firefight in school, so I work my magic. A couple tricks I like to use. Watch me check that out, some fire. With no lights, tell you.
And I feel like those goofy takes me higher than yours. I set this bitch on fire with no lights to lose. Okay, 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 okay. I gave my life to you, and now I'll fight for you. I promise everything I recite's the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
Yeah, what's up, baby? Come roll with the winners. Come holla at them gangsters, them dime P-sippers. Now shall I continue? I'm on my fly shit. Got piff, that'll keep the ladies on my highness. High times I get, I be floating to the bank. I be on my cloud nines, baby, tell me what you think. If we at the bar, baby, won't you tell me what you drink? We could sip the whole bottle, then it's back to my place. Put you in the 2-3, had you zoning out for weeks. Had you feeling like you climbed the mountain to the highest peak. Cause you know that I'm a beast, and you know that it's whatever. Cause you can't knock the hustle, cause the hustle is forever. I'm not the same cheddar, Swiss and mozzarella. That top notch fella, see we belong together. See I'm a go-getter, just don't know what I gotta do. We gon' set this bitch on fire without no lighter.
And I feel like those goofies takes me higher than yours. I set this bitch on fire with no lighter to lose. Okay, 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 okay. I gave my life to you, and now I'll fight for you. I promise everything I recite's the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
I'll stay down.
It's your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with North by Northwest Urban Entertainment's Ceddy J.
And we're back, This is your boy, Ceddy J. And we got my special guest, Brielle Sunshine, in the building, all the way from my home state, Jersey. And I told, like I was talking before the break, y'all, I told I was being nice. Y'all know how I do it on here. I'm nice. And then I just turn to a whole other person after the music break. So I hope you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Y'all put your big girl panties on this one. All right. So first off, you know, I know Miles hating I do this, but, hey, this is what I do, you know. I start trouble. Who's your favorite shoot that you've done? What's the favorite shoot you've done so far? What's the photographer and why?
Favorite photographer. Dang. That's hard.
I know.
Because the one I just did. Oh, don't do that. Alright. Mr. Light Photography. Because I could be myself when I shoot with him.
Okay.
Yes.
And explain, kind of describe the photos that you're talking about for those who haven't got the chance to see it yet, and the ones that haven't followed you on. MV Breeshine, yeah, on Twitter. All
right, well, they're all basically eye candy shoots. So that means I am in boy shorts, heels, you know, whatever you can think of. You know, and I get a lot of problems with that, too. But, oh, well, they'll be all right. They're mad because they can't do it. Anyways.
I'm going to be nosy about that comment. I'm going to ask about that comment in a second, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Yeah. Very, very eye-catching, sexy, poses, you know, all of that.
Now, this is the one that's, you know, the one you recently posted, the holiday one? Or are you talking about a different one? I'm trying to think which one you're talking about.
Well, the one I was just talking about was one I did yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, I just did one yesterday, and I should see them Wednesday. But yeah, the Christmas one, it was kind of awkward. It was very, very awkward because I'll tell the story. I actually was by them just accidentally.
Whoa. Rewind button. Repeat that again.
I said, in my Christmas shoot, I was bottomless accidentally because I had to go all the way to Chester, Pennsylvania. You know, it's kind of close to Philly, for those that don't know. And I had everything I needed but the bottom. So we had to improvise. And there you go. My Christmas.
Okay. I learned something new today. I learned something new. I had to go back and see what you're talking. Okay. I see what you mean. But y'all were smart about how you did, because until you just told us that, I would have known.
That's good.
That's Marvel magic. That's how you got. You see, a lot of people yesterday, it is all about posing.
That and two, the ones that you actually can notice are, you know, unseen because of, one, like, I submitted for, like, a site, PoboShake, so I have some on there. The rest I still have. I actually can post them. But, yeah. Those you can tell.
Yeah, see, on the ones you got up, the ones I've seen that you got up, I wouldn't, until you just told me, I would have never known.
That was the plan.
That's a tip to y'all moms out there. If you know how to pose, you can pull anything off.
You're supposed to research that. You're supposed to, you know, look at different ones and, you know, be creative, whatever comes to mind. Sometimes the photographers, they have, you know, certain things in mind. So it just happens that way.
And with that as well, too, because a lot of models don't realize, how can I put it? They don't realize that it's more than, because a lot of them think it's just easy to go take pictures, all pose a little bit, but they don't realize the behind the scenes of you got to be in shape. And I mean, when I say in shape, I don't necessarily mean, hey, you got to be skinny or whatever. You got to be ready to stand in a certain position for a long-ass time, switch another one, and sometimes you got to go right back to another one. They don't realize how much work it really is.
It is a lot of work. Like, people are like, y'all don't do nothing but take pictures. You know, what you just said was true. You have to hold that pose for a long time. You're like, dang, can we hurry up and change? Like, are you serious? Like, one of my pictures, the one before the Christmas, I'm like, kind of, they kind of bent some kind of way. Like, I can't describe it. That's how awkward it is. That was the most uncomfortable one. And then I had the boots on. Like, it's crazy. Then your leg goes numb. And then you gotta, like, adjust because you're not trying to, like, waste too much time because you want to keep going. It's definitely, whew.
Are you talking about the one, like, we got the boots on? You got the one with the boots on, and you had to be, and looks like it's a workout.
Yeah, I was, like, crouching down.
Yep. I can tell, you know, I actually got a chance to sit in the shoot yesterday with Mono, her first shoot, and I was people are going to be listening to me. I'll be telling them, this ain't easy. It's not easy. You know, once you get past the first ones, you realize heck, if I do, I want to keep doing shoots. You'll learn how you got to be prepared. You got to stretch yourself because it does get real. You got to do this. And sometimes it gets the best because you don't want to just look boring and whatever. You want to try to take it to the next level, and that's what makes your stuff stand up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now I'm gonna be nosy. That's what I do best. As far as, you know, for the people that listen to the show and the people that's taking notes and trying to find out, they're going to come hit you up with your inbox later. Are you dating, single, in between what?
I am single, but there is someone who, you know, I'm interested in and they're interested in me. But as far as that, it's hard to have a relationship like this because the person has to be very secure and they have to be doing something themselves to understand your lifestyle and understand how busy you are because it does take a lot of your time. And I'm not able to give 100% of my time, so it has to be someone who understands that.
Right, it's a lot of compromises. Some people aren't ready for the compromises. They go nuts.
It's like, oh, you're too busy for me. You're always busy. Da, 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 da. Like, you should be glad I'm busy. You should be supporting me. If I wasn't busy, then you should question it. And I feel like if you're not, you know, noticing, if you're noticing I'm busy, that means you're not busy enough.
Right, because I look, you know what, you're not in, and because you stay busy, you're not wanting to be on Facebook and Twitter that pisses me off. I'm bored. Somebody hit me up. Oh, you know, to me, when I see people do that, I just want to go to their page and hit unfriend. Because that bores me. Like, are you that bored of yourself that you need to validate by having to, by putting the status out there like that? Because, I mean, that doesn't make me say, oh, let me go have a conversation. Because if you're bored, you're going to be boring when I talk to you. I can't do it.
Attention seekers. Like,
yeah, like, and my favorite one, we made a list the other day, last week on, you know, starting off the year off, there was things to be left in 2013, and I brought in 2014. One of them was LMS, like my status if you're awake. I hate that. If you want to find out who's awake, I want you to use some, we're gonna play a common sense game. Look at the goddamn green dots on the damn right. Then follow me to the middle of the damn page of Facebook, you're going to see all these people. And, you know, hold on, let me also say this too, so people that use it as an excuse. Click the button that says sort and click most recent. Once you click most recent, it's going to show people who's posted the most recent to your page. More than likely, those are the people that are awake. I just get so tripped up by it.
Or you can just scroll the timeline and see who all just posted. Everybody that just posted is usually on the timeline. I hate
it's just lazy.
Yeah, it's definitely. I hate when people text me that you just, you know, brought a point. Text me, you sleep? Like, don't text me if I'm asleep. I hate when people ask me every day around the same time, what am I doing? And I reply like this. What am I doing the same time every day, Monday through Friday? They'd be like, work. I'd be like, ding, ding, ding. You just answered your own question.
Oh, man. It doesn't surprise me. Well, people that, especially, see, I personally, for the most part, I post my stuff up, so I get pissed off. It may, yeah, but some people don't really post their schedules. They don't like people knowing it. I don't necessarily tell you, but I tell you exactly. For most part, you know on Monday through Friday what the hell I'm doing at the exact time. If you hit me up in that time, I don't hit you back. If you can answer, something's wrong with you. Like, get the hell, get over yourself. Like, obviously, oh, duh, the thing is, she's not going to be your thing, though. You know, they're not thinking it. It's not registered in their head. And I think sometimes social media has made some people ADD. they need to be diagnosed immediately because they just be on some other stuff and don't realize, oh, duh.
People don't get it. And they wonder why I reply with smart remarks and stuff like that. Because you're not thinking. Use your head.
Use your head, not your head.
The head on your shoulder.
Let y'all figure that one out. Wrap that. For all my perverted people on here, they know that where I was going with that. okay, so another thing is I know every Wednesday, but since you're on here now, I got to ask you because we are one of our sponsors who is notoriously naughty, do a lot of great things in the Bay Area. You know, we got something every Wednesday we call the Naughty Moments of the Week, and that's where we share some of the naughty moments, not necessarily that happened that week, but we share something in the week that we find that was naughty, that some of the naughty stories that people have shared with us. As far as you, what's the naughtiest thing that you've ever done?
That's hard. Because I do, like, I have done a lot of different things. Dang.
Hey, at least she was real about that. First off, we're going to continue to be real. Like, I'm not going to say anything about this.
Well, I mean, like, those that know me and who have listened to my show know I don't care about it. Like, I speak my mind and, you know, I do speak on those topics. Dang. I don't know which one.
Okay, well, I'll make it easier on you because I thought top five naughtiest things, naughtiest moments you have ever done.
Okay, top five. Let's see.
It don't have to be in any particular order.
Me and my ex ended up in the neighbor's unfinished shed that they were building in their backyard. So we were in a neighbor's backyard. another one, me and my fiance were by a railroad track while people were doing construction.
Yeah, you got to get hit by those trains. I mean, I know you said you were at the work. There was a train about to come while y'all were doing something.
No, like, on the side of the track, like, not on the track, like, it's in between, like, the track was on the other side, but it was, like, close to it, where they were doing construction.
I thought you were doing some dangerous stuff, like, oh, we going to do something right before the train comes. Like, y'all, you were talking like that, but say, wow.
No, because it was, like, a bypass, too, like, so the highway was, like, right there, so, yeah, I'm risky, but not dumb.
You could have got the way in time. You know, you could have tied it. You would have heard it. Jump at the goddamn way. Bam. That's two. So that's two so far, two. I'm counting.
Two. Let's see. I know. I remember being in between, like, this grassy area in between houses, and, like, everybody's lights on and can buy and just, like, whatever. Like, I don't care. It's something about outside. If you haven't been outside, you're missing out.
You're missing out.
Yeah. Everything else is regular. Everything else is basic. Outside is where it's at.
It's like the rush that, you know, first of all, you feel for a while, like a wild animal, first off, that's where you're going to be at. And you also feel like the rush that, especially if it's like, still light outside or whatever, the rush that people are going to catch you.
Yes. That's what it is. Exactly. It's like, it makes it more exciting, more interesting. Yes, yes.
Okay, that's three.
Yep,
got two more.
Dang. My mind just went blank. So, I don't remember being in the storage place, you know, the self-storage or whatever, and, like, the camera was, like, facing the car, started in the car, and then was on top of the hood.
Oh, okay, okay. Four. In drum roll. Last one.
This one. Why does it have to be hard? Like, all these things.
Well, see, I made it easier. You said one. I gave you a one, and then you said, oh, I got so many. So I gave you five, you know, five.
Well, that one came to mind. Everything just came to mind real fast.
All right, so we'll leave you at four then. We'll leave it at four. Is good. Four is good. All right, now, this is the ultimate question I'm going to ask everybody because it is a deep-thinking question, and that is, today was your last day. No, today was your absolute last day on Earth. You had 24 hours from now all the way to heck. When it ain't, once those 24 hours are up, you're dead. How would you spend those 24 hours? And I'm going to put a stipulation on it because anybody can say, I want to spend it for my family. We like to start trouble. So what would be the crazy stuff? That doesn't necessarily be freaky, but that's some crazy stuff that some people want to do in their lives. If they had to take the crazy things, not just the sentimental things, what would be the crazy? How would you spend your crazy last 24 hours?
Crazy last 24 hours? Wow. I never really thought about that because a lot of things I've done already, and then there's things that I still would never do, even if it was the last 24 hours. So, Well, I mean, like, I never been on the beach stand, so that would probably be it.
Hold on, what was that? Let me make a game, you said what now?
I said, well, I never did it on the sand on the beach. It was like I was in this little thing, but not on the sand. And I still haven't yet, so if that was it, I would get that.
That's how you would do that for 24 straight hours?
Yes.
God dang it. 24 hours? It's nothing but
yes,
that?
Because, like, I never get tired. So, it's like, that would be, yes, definitely.
I mean, you're going to die anyway, so you might as well use the rest of your energy. So, you got to perfectly eat. That makes perfect sense. Why not use the rest of it? Okay, well, I want you to go ahead and let everybody know how they can find you, and or as I like to call the show, stalk you. You know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. And then also after that, share what's some of the upcoming things you got coming up.
Okay, well, you can follow me on Twitter, Ms. Breshine, MZBRIE, and then you can also follow my Instagram, Brielle_sunshine, Brielle_sunshine with a Y. But upcoming things, I have several submissions that are coming up. I also have, I know definitely a show in April. And then me and a friend are working on a calendar with some other models, so we're working on that. I have a couple posters that I have to get out. I already have one design we already need. I just have to take a picture for the next one and then get that design done. and everything else just comes naturally. I just keep an eye out for stuff, and people always come to me with stuff every day. So you'll see a lot of me, especially this year. I'm not letting nothing get in the way no more. And since I came back, I always, you know, go hard. So you'll see a lot of me.
And what days do your radio show come on, and how can they listen to that too?
Well, actually, I'm not doing my show anymore right now. It was Monday night. But once I get something situated, I will be going back to my show.
Okay.
That's because a lot of people are asking me about it. So I will be back. But I have
cool a bit people.
So I will be back.
Yeah, you got to do better. You got to say the deep voice like all bit
box. I can't.
Yeah, you got to find that deep in your soul. Go, I'll be back.
It doesn't work.
All right.
Yes, you study. Thank you.
No problem. We appreciate you. Definitely, you know, can't wait till you come back. We're glad to have you on the show. It was fun, and it was interesting. Because now, you know, I learned some new things today that I did not know.
Glad to help you with that.
No problem. All right. So we'll be right back, guys. We'll go to another quick music break. We come back. We're going to get ready. Sure. I'm going to share something just posted on Facebook that was hilarious. Oh, my God. It's basically like a translation of like a guy sending a text message to a chick, what they really mean. So we'll be talking about that in a minute. And also, to talk about an event that got coming up on the 25th. So, yeah, check that out. We'll be back. We're going to go into, who am I feeling like? Drake and Paul, same old thing.
My name is Trey. Very nice to meet ya. Had to come and greet ya. I was stunned by your feature. Sexy, elegant, proper swag with some ass. What more can I ask? On Rodeo with your bag. Chillin' with your girls, having like they sharing laughs. Seen you from away, couldn't let you get away. Without an introduction, hoping we could make it something. Don't need to make assumption, but you stressing over something. I see it in your eyes, cause I'm good at reading vibes. Surely she replied, why do every nigga lie? When niggas don't lie, it's just the truth hurts. She replied, difficult, nigga, it's not that difficult. Life up and down, seesaw, it's not a miracle. Round. And I'm tired of the same old thing that goes down. I pay more rent in a day, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. She said, first month cool, second month straight, third month we argue, even having a fight, fourth month I catch you up with another ride, but baby don't trip, I know that that's life, sorry to disappoint, but your boy's nothing like, the other ones you been with, I treat you like a queen, plus stroke came good, no needing to knock on wood, I'm knowing misunderstood, heart broke, acting like you should, diamond plus pain, can heal all pain, and I see it in your eyes that you tripping on some pain, I understand what you're going through. It's like this. Ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Head keeps spinning round and round. And you can't take no more. I do too much in a day. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. I do too much in a day, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. We'll be right back.
my thing.
All right. We're back in the building. And, man, it's going to go down, man. We continue another hot show. Y'all miss any part of the show where my girl Rio Sunshine was in the building? You can always listen back to it by going to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJCEDDY. Letter J. You go there. You can listen to the show as much as you want. However you want, you can share it. Care about it, whatever. You can go to iTunes as well. You go to iTunes, type in the Spot Radio Network. You type in that, you can listen to all the shows, which includes Fight for the Dust Live, includes Goods and Glamour, which comes on every Tuesday, includes Reels for Radio, that comes on Thursdays, and also, get ready to start this week, I'll be the Goldie Show. And that would be estrogen, straight up estrogen inspired topics. And it's about women empowerment on there. So definitely check out that. That's where Goldie from the Thursday show should be having on female panels every week. And definitely talking about a lot of great things that empower women. So you definitely want to check it out. Now, as far as I was telling y'all before the commercial break, I said I had couple things I want to talk about. One of the text breakdown, and that's where guys basically, you know, it's basically like a code. It's basically the coding when a guy texts something to a chick, what they really mean. All right, so, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them. So here we go. First one. I'm going to use my Webster Dictionary thing, little voice. Here we go. So, first off, this is the nigger text breakdown. First off, stranger equals why you ain't hit me up for no sex in a while. All right. So whatever. So I'm gonna say the word, and I'm gonna give a definition in my hood voice. You know, y'all know. Even though I'm from the hood, ain't no hood voice really going to be able to come out. That's our fake one. All right, so again, the first one, stranger, which equals, why ain't you hit me up for no sex in a while? All right, next one is, how you been? That is the, and that equals, bitch, you ain't pregnant, is you? Number three, what you been up to? Equals, got a nigga yet? If not, can we fuck? We use that lying. How's the kids been? Is them badass kids there? Cause I'm trying to come hit that. Damn, remember that's one thing about hitting. I ain't heard from you in a minute. I miss you. Equals. My dick miss you. Oh, well, I was just speaking. Equals, I don't want to fuck. And then finally, last one. Last one is, well, not going to hold you up. Don't be a stranger. Equals, bitch, you ain't talking about fucking. Bye. So that was the list of things. That was the list of the decoding of when a guy texts a girl what they really mean. So, wow, that was interesting. And I got to give credit. This was actually from Sarita, also Bless Craney on Facebook. Big ups to that. Hilarious. I got to give her some credit. I know I just mentioned it on there. So, yes. I just read this. So, y'all hear me type this as I'm telling it. To spread this on the air and gave you some credit. And gave you some credit. All right, bam. All right, now I told y'all about another thing I told you before some break as well. I'm an event we got going down. That's going to be in good old Funky Town, Texas. Yours truly be one of the people hosting it. It's not a party. It's an event. Let me repeat that again. It's not a party. It is an event. Yo, check it out. It is called The Scene. Pound sign The Scene 2K14. And free, everybody's free before 10:30 p.m. There's three levels, 10 VIP areas, hookahs, great drinks, upscale vibe, dress codes. It's 18 and up. And it's good drinks. It's off of 907 Houston Street, Fort Worth, Texas. Want to hit them up for more information, go to and call them at 817-938-6925. Go there. You can catch up and find out. I mean, it's definitely going down. They got what I like about this event. Yes, it's not saying that, hey, you want to party, you can't come. You can come if you want to party, but what I like about this event and why I definitely couldn't say no to it was it was about, you know, bringing all these different people together, there's being some movers and shakers in the area. So I really love what was going on about it. You know, I love how they reached out and trying to show love to entrepreneurs in the area. They got a lot of people that's going to be there. I'm counting 12 different companies will be there. One of them, I'll be showing up and showing out, promoting Human Canvas magazine. So definitely check it out because, hey, you know, if you're somebody taking some pictures, and definitely we had the magazine. You'll have a chance to, you know, possibly be in the magazine, you know, be in a little section magazine, showing love to people that was at the event, showing love to Human Canvas, Home Magazine, BAM. So definitely come out, check it out. Again, it is free before 10:30 p.m. Show up and have a good time, man. I've been here before. It's a very nice area. It's a very nice spot. And again, it's three levels. If you're about to, you want the hookahs, they got the hookahs in there, the drinks, great drink specials, and great bartenders. You know, I'm always nitpicky about that because, you know, I just don't see that. You know, some people, they dwell on, hey, if I'm in a place where drinks are high, then I'm in the right place. Like, that doesn't entice me. I feel that the drinks need to be, they don't have to be high for me to feel like I'm about something, that I'm making moves. In the day, just because I pay $8 at one spot for the same drink that's going to cost me $5 and be on point still does not make me better than somebody. It just makes me a person who wants to blow more of my money quicker. So at the end of the day, I'm going where it makes goddamn sense. If I'm going to buy something to drink, go take the damn same anyway. Bam. Go to the spot where it's not that much. And if you want to ball out, they do, you know, they have VIP tables. You can try to hit them up for a VIP spot. Do that, man. So, something for everybody there. Definitely come check it out. All right, so in a bit, we're going to have our next special guest, my girl Lashay, in the building. Lashay Lashay, a.k.a. Official Lashay. I mean, the woman got million nicknames. So, we'll be checking in with her in a bit. As far as coming up, also, too, a public service announcement for those that are interested in being in the next issue of Human Canvas Magazine. Make sure you go check it out. I can just go to dustspot.com/Human Canvas Magazine. You go there. That's all you have to do to be in any of the issues. Then it also has a link. Every time there's a wherever issues coming up next, it will tell you, when you click the link, it'll let you know what the theme is, and then bam. I heard to spell something. Human cameras is not just tattoos, it's body art as a whole. So think that. Just because you ain't got tattoos don't mean you can't do it. You just got to make sure you got some kind of body art going on. It got to be some goddamn body paint. Something. You got to be creative. Utilize the fact that this is a chance for you to wear, yes, it is about you being sexy in the magazine, but it's the main focal point, really, is about, hey, it's all about you and the art of you and what you convey through art, how you convey art through your body. So it's just, I can't even break it down no simpler than that. All right, so without further ado, we're going to welcome my next guest in the building, all the way from, I got to put my childish screw voice on, H-Town, baby. Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, my girl, Lashay. What's up?
Hey.
What's up? How you doing, Lashay?
I'm doing good.
Hold on. Before you talk, you got to do the voice. You got to put your childish screw voice on. You got to say, I'm doing good. All right, there we go. Hey, now you can talk regular. I just had to get you to do it one good time.
That's too funny.
No, I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about?
What it do?
Paul Wall, baby. Okay. I gave y'all enough for the thing. I might do some more later, but first off, you know, I'm glad to have you in the show. And, man, you've been rocking me for a while. Like, when I say a while, y'all, I mean a while.
Yeah, just like first started.
Yeah, man. You know, what I like about it too is, you know, you're very loyal about it. You've definitely been, like I said, you've been rocking with us for a while. And every time, you know, she got something new, she's like, she's on the best spot with her right away. And to me, and that's the whole point. I built the best spot for people like you. That, you know, why you got to be punished on Facebook or Twitter or whatever? You know, people say they want to say shots fired, but at the end of the day, you should be punished for wanting to promote yourself. So that's what it's all about. And I like how you're using the fact that that's what the site's about. It's the site allowing you to promote the hell out of yourself all day, every day, and not to worry about, oh, if I promote too much, is somebody going to hate on me? If somebody don't like me, am I going to get my page deleted? No, that's not the case. So it's
right.
A blessing to have your support.
It's a blessing to have you also.
Most definitely. Now, we're going to jump in the hot tub time machine and figure out, first off, what made you get into modeling in the first place? And, you know, kind of give everybody a little bit about your background of, you know, leading us into the story.
Well, I sort of like fashion a lot more than I thought I did.
There we go.
I like fashion a lot, except I like the more of the urban style. I love the fact that a woman can be sexy and not be ashamed of being sexy. I love that. I love the hair, the makeup, the glamour, or everything. So I decided to jump in there, not only because of that, because of my height. Everyone feels like you have to be tall in order to be a model or in order just to show some clothing. No, you could be all kinds of sizes and still feel beautiful, and I love that.
Now, how tall are you for the people that don't know?
I am actually 5 feet even, but I look tall.
I have measures on things. I still wouldn't know you was 5 feet even. Even you tell me that. Now, if I was a five feet, that's a different thing. Cause I'm tired of you, like, ain't nobody tomorrow. Now, it kind of took a turn, kind of go a little bit about this some more because, you know, a lot of people think, I tell them all the time, they think that I'm too short, I can't do anything, you know, get tired here and there. It's a story that's whack, and it's all about, it doesn't really matter. It's about how you decided, it's how you seal your fate. So, you know, kind of tell everybody about that as far as you overcoming your height and still making some moves.
When it comes to stuff like that, every morning I wake up, I think of 6 impossible things to do. So I try to accomplish them. And the first time I woke up and I really had modeling on the brain, I said I was going to contact a photographer, a hairstylist, and a makeup artist, and I was going to make some magic happen. And before you knew it, I was in photo shoots, promotions, and now I have upcoming magazines that I'm going to be on the cover of. And it's very, very exciting that I pushed myself to the limit, telling myself nothing is impossible, and everything that's impossible can become possible.
Exactly. Hey, that's our motto in this, every show.
Yes. You have to believe in yourself before anybody do, because at the end of the day, you're going to be at a point where no one is going to be there. You're going to have to still have it in your head that you are the best. You can do it.
the law of attraction. Yeah, because some people get cracking you up. Like, they're not really too confident in their career, and they want you to be confident. How can I be confident about something that you're unsure of?
You can't. It's stuff like that. Crazy. You can't mix great and crazy at the same time. You have to put it out there. You have to say, I am the best. You have to make the people believe you're the best. You can't be in the back of your head saying, well, Sammy, put your mouth, I'm the best, but in the back of your head saying, I'm not the best. You have to believe it, speak it, and say it.
Okay, I can't say no. Hey, you know, I'm just glad Motto said it, because sometimes, you know, there's other people who listen to the people that's doing exactly what they're doing more so than some of the mentors in it. So, I mean, I'm glad you said it, because I can't say it no better than myself. A lot of people, they do that, man. They keep downplaying themselves like that.
Yes, they do. They downplay themselves simply because they have the wrong people around them. I've realized in order for me to keep going to the top and for me to keep becoming successful, I have to have those same kind of people that are like me, entertainers, makeup artists, photographers. You have to have your own little glam squad. That is actually your hype squad. They hype you. They keep you in the mix. They keep you together. They keep you thinking the same thing you've been thinking from the start.
Exactly. You mean you ain't got to have no yes, man. Like, some people get that confused. You ain't got no yes. Don't mean they got to agree with everything you do.
No. Yes, man.
The
yes man believe in anything. And no, I don't believe in yes men all the time.
Right. They have you walking around to the photo shoot looking a goddamn fool. Like, okay, that's a guy right there. Go ahead with it.
Oh, no, I don't go that far. No, the hype crew that is there with you, they dress you, they make you look nice, and whatever theme you and the photographer come up with, they're basically telling you, you got this, you finna rock it, you got it, you're number one.
So your cheerleaders, that's not necessarily, you know, that's not mindless cheerleaders, I guess you can put it that way.
Right, they're not mindless.
Now, as far as, like, with your stuff, too, because there's, of course, there's obviously going to be scrutiny with, you know, whenever black women, you know, when that people do it, it's black women mostly. When that black women decide that they want to be sexy and be in lingerie, or they want to be in swimsuits, or they want to be half naked or all the way naked or whatever, how do you overcome... First of all, how do you overcome that, and what's your opinion about models who want to do it, and your opinion about people that say things like that, that want to say negative things about people? And it's mainly geared towards black women. Are you making us look bad and stuff like that?
No, that's not true, and honestly, it's a stroke for different folks. The world goes round in many ways. If we all thought alike and we all was the same, the world would not be going around. This is what makes us different. We all love that. Us black women, we're strong. We want to show that we're beautiful. Not saying that we want to be all ratchet and we just want to be in lingerie all the time. We're just showing you a piece of us that we love a lot, the glitz, the glamour. But besides that, we all have families to take care of, children, businesses. But this is just a part of us that we like to show that we have, and we have our supporters behind us supporting us.
Right, and I mean, a lot of times people get twisted. That don't mean that, you know, like you say, not ratchet. Don't mean you just ratchet. I tell people that all the time. It's plenty of girls that are in high fashion and do more ratchet stuff than the girls that's doing her eye candy.
Correct, and it's crazy because they do that all the time. The only reason why they think we're ratchet, because, like you said, we're black, we're females. People always try to take our race and put it beneath everyone else's race. When you have the whites, the Mexicans, the Latinos, and the other races, and they're doing just as the same thing we're doing, or even worse, they always just try to make it seem like us blacks, we're just crazy and we just don't know what we're doing. We're on the same level, and people in high fashion, in my opinion, is actually worse than the people that in urban. And a lot of people don't know that because they haven't had the chance to step out of their states, their homes, and think outside the box to even go and look and see. They only run about what the TV show you, and the TV do not show you the truth all the time. Media is always switched to three different places, which is their way of speaking, our way of speaking, and the truth.
And Jay-Z said it best. He said, believe half of what you see and none of what you hear.
Correct.
Because this is the people you, because people, the stuff you see, like you said, because sometimes they only show you what they want you to see, so it only tells half the story, so you're going to base your story off half the story.
Right. You can't do that, because then that's like saying you want other people to speak for you. You can't do that. You have to speak for yourself and have your own beliefs, or you will be stuck in a little hole going in the same circle. It's time for people to wake up, get out that circle, and walk a straight line.
Because even with me, you know, and some people get all shooken up on it, but you and me like a religion. I'm a young person still, and I think this way is going to scare people, but hey, oh well, get over it.
Right.
That I'm open-minded that as far as listening to other ideologies, because in the end of the day, wherever you believe, and if you still don't believe it at the end of the day, it's important to know that stuff so you can understand why you believe the way you believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be teaching. We're going to teach church. We're going to do that on another day. That's a whole other show, all this stuff. I'll be here all day on that topic. But as far as that too, like, it goes to that tomorrow, because sometimes it's not really when you get the scrutiny, it's not even coming from the outside, it's coming from the inside. It's other black women hating on other black women.
Oh, my God, I can't stand it. I feel like we are all women. We should be empowering each other. We should not be coming, making silly comments on each other's posters and pictures. We should all be liberating each other and doing the Beyonce thing. We run the world. You know what I'm saying? We shouldn't be doing it. We are all beautiful in our own way. We come in different colors, shapes, and sizes. We should be as one. But instead, you have this woman over here talking down on this woman, not because she's just talking down, but because she's jealous of the smallest things. And then you have the woman that's being talked about. Her self-esteem is still high, but in the back of her head, she's thinking otherwise. Am I really this way or that way? No, you're not that way. That person is just they don't have that kind of confidence in themselves, so they have the thought or the feeling to bring someone else down with them.
I look at life with a mindset, and that sometimes you feel like you're nuts, sometimes you don't. So, like sometimes you want to see some sexy stuff, you're like, oh, okay. I want to see some sexy stuff, and if it wasn't any sexy stuff, then what you going to do? Nothing. You just going to be stuck with not seeing it. And the world
right.
is not made the same, like you say. You said it perfectly, the world is not made the exact same everywhere.
Right.
So, yes. All right, now, as far as your favorite shoots you've done so far, because you have done quite a bit, what is your favorite shoot and why?
My favorite shoot that I've done, it wasn't just recently, but it was at the beginning of 2013. It was in the early of March, and I did it with a photographer named William Washington. His photography is called Extreme Work Studio. It was a hotel shoot. It was a lingerie shoot, but it was fun. It was exciting. And I was submitting to magazines. And I've actually got noticed more by different magazines and photographers. And they now want to shoot with me and put me in their magazines, which is now keeping me busier than ever.
Yes, I got a chance to shoot with him. Great time. He shot the whole entire Christmas issue. Shot the whole entire issue, and I was Santa Claus. There was the head elf, and then there was Mrs. Claus. So that was fun. I love that shoot. It was crazy. Good times. Naughty. It was naughty and nice all in one. You know, It's not all, Santa Claus is so jolly, you know. Some of that, but the way the jolliness out of Santa a little bit. It was more like black, it was all like bad Santa. So, yes, I agree. It was fun. And you can always tell, you know, you can tell when the photographer did something. Even if they do something completely different, that you can, the blueprint is, you know, the thumbprint is always there. And I knew, right. I was like, yep, she worked with him. She worked with him. So, yeah, it was fun. So, yeah, Will, you just got double shout out. Double shout out just now, sir. I just got finished talking to him yesterday, speaking of which. But
me too. I spoke to him yesterday. We have a shoot coming up in February, and I will be on the cover of Silk Magazine and Silk Lingerie, so check that out.
Yeah, Silk Magazine making about. They're doing a lot of big things. I know they just did something in North Carolina about a couple of months ago where they were doing something in a resort area or something like that. So, yeah, they make some big moves. And a lot of people don't realize that, too, because we just got first something with Brielle in the first hour, that a lot of models or a lot of people that's in the same industry, in the same field, like, for instance, another magazine, some people don't want to show love to the other magazines or because they feel like they're competition, or some of the models don't want to show love to other models because they feel like they're competition.
Yes, there's a lot of that going on also. I had a conversation with a photographer a while back, and he shot a girl, and when he got his work published, they did not publish it as him. They published it as another photographer's work.
Whoa.
Yeah, he was like, it's all good, though. That's how good my work is. You have to put someone else's name under it. But that still would hurt my feelings. I would have been upset. I would have went on a blast.
Well, I got to have my girl say something about that, because...
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Man,
okay.
No. We don't. We just don't have time for that. That's not cool. Yeah, because people try to do that, and that's why people... It is important. I had to make sure I put this out there clearly. It is important to do paperwork. Don't do lazy-ass submissions. I can't stress that enough. Sign the dang paperwork. It's going to take some of y'all like, oh, but it's going to take me. I got to scan it. I got to print it out. They're going to scan it again or whatever. No, do it because paperwork is important. You're going to find it because, like she just said, somebody might try to steal your work. Or, heck, I seen some people might try to pretend they you.
Yep.
Now, have you come across that somebody... No, pretend that they were you, but I seen that. I saw that it was ridiculous. Or, you know, other people that supposed to work. I saw one model. She was just talking about the other day how there was a mixtape that somebody made. They used a picture of her, and she didn't even know the person. Not only did she not even know the person, but the work was crappy. Because I saw the Kurt McDane said, "Oh, this is crappy. Ain't nothing good about it at all." And I wasn't hating; it was horrible.
Yeah.
Now, have you came across that? Have you came across somebody trying to pretend to be you, or in indoor people like stealing your work and pretending that they was rocking with you? Besides that one instance you shared with us.
Yes, I've had so many fake pages. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I had about 3 fake pages on Facebook, 2 of them on Instagram, and then all of a sudden, my real page gets all these followers out of nowhere. And I'm looking like, where did all these people come from? Next thing you know, I'm Googling my name, trying to find out what's going on. It was so many people telling me how I had these fake pages of me. And I told my photographers about it and everything. They had copyrights and everything, but it doesn't matter if you copyright or not. They still doing it.
Mm-hmm. And then you want to catfish, so you want to be... I just mean, just be you. Why you got to put these fake pages up? Hey.
All right.
Are you that uncomfortable with yourself?
Say that one more time.
I'm just wondering, are they that uncomfortable with themselves? That's the question, I pose them. Are you just that uncomfortable with yourself that you don't want, that you got to take your time out of you? Because that takes time to really sit there and try to steal somebody else's pictures, pretend to be them, and try to keep this facade up. That takes too much.
They're doing it because they're jealous of you, and they're trying to get some downtime and trying to get everybody talking bad about you. When in actuality, when they do that, they're doing nothing but bumping up your name and making you look better than what you were before.
Mm-hmm. Because people want to know. People want to notice sometimes bad. I don't necessarily that I encourage bad press, but sometimes bad press is good press because, you know, especially if you didn't do anything wrong and people try to make you feel like you did something wrong, it adds up.
Right.
So, people, I need y'all to get together. Come on now. I'm going to call you. I got to call you out of something. So that's what I do best when I call you out. Ma'am, the fact that you got tattoos, why have we not seen nothing from you for Human Canvas? I'm calling y'all on the air right now. I'm calling y'all on the air.
Crazy.
So, yes, that's the question I'm asking. Why have we not? When are we going to get some? It's not that I don't think we ain't going to get nothing. The question is, when are we going to get something?
When are you going to get me on the cover?
When are we going to get you in the magazine? Considering you are one of our greatest supporters, I'm surprised I've not seen anything in my inbox from you yet.
You'll see something real soon. I'm shooting real soon for, like I said, for Silk Magazine. I will be on the cover with the 6-page layout.
All right. So y'all heard it. Y'all heard that here first on the show. Y'all heard it here first. All right. Now, we're going to go to a quick song break. Come up to this quick song break. We're going to chop up some more. And I'm going to ask you some more personal questions because that was a nice hour or a nice half. So we come back, we're going to ask you some personal questions. And don't be scared. Don't be scared.
With a bone, I do with a bone, don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I play with a bone, I do with a bone, don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I play with a bone, I do with a bone, don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I play with a bone, I do with a bone, don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I do with a bone, I do with a bone, don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I do with a bone, I do with a bone, don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I do with a bone, I do with a bone, don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I do with a bone, I do with a bone, don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. Say that you want that new slab was go get it. Bad bitch in the club, you see me, wanna fucking go get it. Talk about that you be head busty, misled it. If you ain't really about that fucking life, then don't spit it. That means don't beg it. What you tryna prove? I think you stay up on the term of loser. A real nigga says you a loser. False pretense, you a loser. She a chooser, she a user. If it ain't all gold, she gon' move, sir. Talk about drugs like it's cool, sir. You in stage of abuse, sir. Bitch be like, you a rude, sir. I told her, I'm speaking that truth, I ain't never lying, flows in the proof, I ain't never trying. So maybe next time you're writing up that store, remember fake comes in the lore and real cost more. I do what I say, I say what I mean, grinding through life, too extreme. I paid my dues, I rep my team, so sign me up to live that dream. I say what a bone, I do with a bone, don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I say what a bone, I do with a bone, don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I say what a bone, I do with a bone, don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I say what a bone, I do with a bone, don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I do with a bone, I do with a bone, don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I do with a bone, I do with a bone, don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I do with a bone, I do with a bone, don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I do with a bone, I do with a bone, don't be mad at me. Okay, I'm feeling like that day. These clothes on stay. This cloud on nine. This one on rain. I never really got to know the term I came. Unless a nigga really asking me to be
fake. They say when it's all some money in the bank, you win for the hummer, I win for the sake. I'ma give to the world, don't need no thanks. Just bump my shit when you're at your place. Can't rest your face, I rest my case. You be that just put truth to the flame. I leave untouched, I leave with shrugs, no doubt. They face to me like that, get clout. Keep these frogs in the mouth, I'm trapped. Sign this check, live a blank amount. So many hoes and I just lost count. Not enough toes for the tag amount. Funny how dudes in the booth so good. Claim they got work to the fans and stutter. You in they scope, can't close that shutter. I'll be the first to say, man, keep no clutter.
What I say what I mean. Grinding through life, too extreme. I paid my dues, I rep my team. So sign me up to live that dream.
I say what the bunk, I do with the bunk. Don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I say what the bunk, I do with the bunk. Don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I say what the bunk, I do with the bunk. Don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I say what the bunk, I do with the bunk. Don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I do with the bunk, I do with the bunk. Don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I do with the bunk, I do with the bunk. Don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I do with the bunk, I do with the bunk. Don't be mad at me if I do when you don't. I do with the bunk, I do with the bunk. Don't be mad at me if I do.
I do what I say what I mean. Grinding through life, too extreme. I paid my dues, I rep my team. So sign me up to live that dream.
Motherfucker never loved us. Whatever?
Okay.
We're back. That's something. You know what? I'm for real. Like, I'm going to keep it real. Y'all know how I am about Drake's song and stuff. Like, you know, I'm not like one of the people that just, oh, Drake is my favorite rapper. It's not one of them people. But he got songs like every now and then, like, I'm like, really, remember? That's what the worst behavior of the song right now. It's like, I love that one because, like, I feel like No New Friends and shoot, what's called Starving the Bottom was kind of played out because people kind of just be doing the most and make up imaginary haters, which annoys the hell out of me. Like, nobody hates you that much. Like, cut it out. Like, who are you trying to impress? And somebody, oh, so many people hate me. Like, oh, bad people don't hate you. Okay, so we back and we got my girl Lashae Robinson in the building. Now, I told you that it gets worse as the show goes on. So, going into our next segment, as far as first off, we got shout out again to Notoriously Naughty because of them, and they do a lot of great things. We got something we do every Wednesday called 90 Moments of the Week. And that's where it's not necessarily what people did that week, what they have done, period, in the 90 moments of their lives, period. They share with us, we'll share some of the people's 90 moments on the air. So as far as a view, what's some of the 90, you know, what's some of the most 90 things you've ever done?
Most 90 thing I've ever done? I mean,
when I say that, I'm being specific. Not industry, period. What's some of the naughtiest things you've done?
The naughtiest thing I've ever done was I flashed my principal at my college. I was making good grades. Me and a friend of ours, we flashed them. We flashed them so we can up our grades. But our grades didn't go up, but he looked.
Let me jump to the top machine.
And when I need something, it gets handled really, really quick. I don't have to sit around and wait for anything.
Now, when you say flash, I mean, where's your flash at? That's what we want. That's what's not. We're going to be nosy. This is good. This is juicy. This is gossip here. So where did you flash at?
I was dressed So it was a short dress too, so I flashed everything.
Well, like, you mean like you was, you flashed, you say everything, you mean everything.
Yeah. His eyes were huge. He was like, oh my God. He didn't know whether to turn around or keep looking.
He's like, let's fight the urge not to give a better grade. Oh, man, that's hilarious. That's one of the top moments I've heard. I gotta share this with them. Towards the
I was like, man, I gotta pass this semester. Something gotta go. Something gotta happen.
After that, did he try to hit on you anymore? Did he try to hit on you after that?
Well, you know, he's an older guy. And, you know, older guys, of course they do. They try to talk to you. They want to sit next to you. They want to, what you got going on this weekend? How you been feeling? And are you related to anybody up here? And they want to get to know everything.
Oh, I'm crazy. Oh, someone something wrong with you. Oh, God, that's hilarious. That's like something that you... That's like something you see on Pornhub, and they, usually that turns to a porn. So that happens, and then something happens, and then it turns to a porn. So, wow, that was, wow. That's one of the craziest moments I heard. That's in the bar for 2014. And for y'all, that's some crazy stuff, but that was, I took the cake. All right, so that's one. All right, so what's some more? Two more things you've done that's ever been naughty as seen. That's
two more things.
Yep. He knows that one there. That set the bar.
I mean, that was the number one thing that I could just remember. Something I just, that was just off the chain.
Yeah, that was and the fact that you even shared it, because some people, you know, like, I ain't going to tell anybody that story. Yeah, that was YOLO. That, you say, oh, they know now. Because they can go back and listen to the show. That's what I love about people. We, you know, in the day, I say it, it's on the air. I'm not going to take it back because it's going to be recorded for you going to hear back later on, so I'm not going to fake what I say. Oh, he said this on the air. You said this on the air. Yeah, I did. Can't take it back.
And the friend and I that done it, we're both like spontaneous people, so we're down the ride. You got this side, I got this side. He coming out on the left, I got him on the right.
Wow. That's crazy. I remember I asked you when you got the show. I'm going to pre-screen people. If you got to pre-screen them, and sometimes I don't do a good enough pre-screen, asking people, are they shy when they come to the show? And that's not just meaning freaky stuff, that means just period. And you were like, I'm not shy at all. You was not lying. you was not lying at all.
This is my life. This is a story that I want to tell somebody one day. I told myself I was never going to be that person sitting in the house doing nothing with my life. I'm going to have a story to tell. It's going to be some bad, illegal. I'm going to have everything in each section, each genre to talk about it.
Now, as far as that too, like, what's like one of the worst moments that's ever happened to you, period?
One of the worst moments was I was in a relationship, and the relationship that I was in, it was horrible. And I never got support from this person, and it's like the more that I came up in the business, and I came up and I was becoming well-known around certain areas and certain photographers, this person did not want me to do anything. And so when we finally ended the relationship, this person thought I ended the relationship just to go take naked pictures. This person didn't take the time out to get to know me and understand that I love me, my body. I'm a liberated woman that loves to liberate other women. I love fashion. I love myself. I love everyone. And this person did not even take the time out to get to know me like that. So, you know, me, I don't know. That's crazy. I don't know, some people just don't support you the way you do, and it just hurt my feelings so bad. And this person hurt me so bad to the point where I had to keep going. I had to keep being successful in order to get them back. Success to me is the best revenge.
That's crazy. Oh, well, yeah, you broke me, so you're going to take naked pictures. The hell?
I know, what kind of...
Who does shit like this?
It ain't like I tagged you in it and tagged all your family members and all your friends and said, look.
You know, my question was to you, as far as why you were in the relationship, once you already taking naked pictures?
Say one more time.
Once you already taking naked pictures while you were with him, though?
Yeah.
So
I was.
I just can't roll with that. That was bullshit.
I was with this person. And I don't know if this person was jealous or he was afraid that I was going to blow up so big that I was going to leave him or whatever the case was. I don't know what it was, but I know that that person wasn't meant for me. It wasn't supporting me. So I had to let him go. And I had to keep following my dreams and taking. And I have a little girl now. She's more important than anything. So me getting this money, that's what's important. Getting this money, taking care of her and having her, just see her smile and feeling good every day is what keeps me going and brightens my day and makes me think even better and makes me want to be a better person, mother, model, spokesperson, supporter, whoever, whatever you want to call me. That makes me better and believing in myself and doing for her.
But you know what I'm saying, what I can say about when you look at your work? You know, because some models that say that, you know, like up close from the kids, they don't put, they just try, they're trying so hard just to do it for the money that the passion's not there. So sometimes you get half-assed work. Or, you know, they don't really put, they just try to do the minimum to try to get the money and keep moving and don't go above and beyond and try to take pride in what they do. They just want to do it for the money.
Some people do it for the look, but I'm doing it for the money. And not only for the money, I'm doing it. I'm going to school actually for business so that one day that I can own my own fitness lingerie. It'll be fitness but lingerie. So you'll be able to exercise but look sexy at the same time.
Okay. Because doing certain things does take a lot of athletics. Let y'all think about that for a second.
I would say it takes a lot of athletics. You have to keep your body up in order to look good in front of the camera, and not only look good in front of the camera, but to even, why would you not want to do that? I like to take care of myself. I feel like that's healthy to keep your muscles going, your mind working, and your blood flowing correctly.
Right, and I mean, because what I'm saying, like, when you're doing something with somebody, it takes some athletics. You can't, you know, in order for you to really give the best performance, you know, Oscar-worthy performance, you got to definitely stay in shape.
Stay in shape and eat healthy. Mm-hmm. When I say eat healthy, I don't necessarily say eat salad all day. I mean, eat your vegetables, eat your meats, yogurt, juices, water. Don't just be drinking soda all the time, eating fatty foods like brownies and cakes, and not doing anything but laying down and being all floppy and stuff.
Right, because we talked about that, you know, as far as people, you know, it's what I hate is, see, there's a difference between being a plus-size model and being a model who's, you know, who just happy, who doesn't care, who's like, well, I'm not going to work out because I want to be plus-size. Like, there's plenty of plus-size models that work out, so what the hell, you know, that's kind of, I mean, I can't rock with that, like. I know plenty of girls who are plus size, who are healthy, and you can still do that, but some people don't, you know, it's a difference. You can always tell the difference.
You really can tell the difference. You can tell the difference between someone that works out and a person that doesn't work out, because some parts don't look the same after either having a baby or either they've lost some weight and gained some weight. You might have certain parts of your body you have to keep up because the skin isn't the same. Stuffed and drooped and flopped and dropped, so you have to keep that up.
Man, it's like what's the Houston squad always on here about? They are on their P's and Q's about fitness between you
and,
the T. It's crazy.
I'm so on the health, fitness, and keeping everything up and looking tight. I sleep with nothing on but a bra on, just in order to keep my day in tight and lift it up so when I get in front of the camera I don't have to hold too much. my secrets.
A secret. I just got a secret to say. Now, as far as upcoming stuff, what can we expect you for? You know, like I know you said you got the Silk magazine. You got Silk magazine coming up. What else can we expect you from this year?
You could probably see me in the car show, Houston's car show, Los Magnificos show, car show they have coming out. You're gonna probably see me at the beach. And speaking of Silk magazine, Silk also has another magazine called Silk Lingerie. Silk Lingerie, I would say, is kind of like Playboy's, and you might see me in that also because I'm shooting for that.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm going to ask you the ultimate question to ask everybody, and that's if today was your last day, you had from now, from right now, and you had 24 hours to live from now, how would you spend those last 24 hours? And I'm going to throw a monkey wrench at you. What crazy things would you do spending your last 24 hours?
My last 24 hours, I would probably be hosting live from a radio station, but somewhere, something like what you're doing now, but it'll be live on the radio and TV. You'll see me talking to people, probably run around the studio naked, eating food, just doing some outlandish shit, just crazy stuff.
Wow.
It's like, so I'm going to do it big, and I'm going out with a bang.
You say, well, what can we say? Rudy, I know you heard that, man. That's all boy, old Rudy just came and peeked in. I know you just heard that, man. I know that just made his ears go, whoa, that just hit. So, yes. Oh, man, that's a hell of a way to spend the last 24 hours. All right,
yeah.
Now, how can people, as I like to call it, how can people stalk you as far as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff?
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, like you
people
said.
Stalk you on there as they do low-key.
Yeah, I have a stalker right now.
Oh, Lord.
It's unbelievable. But
yeah,
I'm laying low.
All right, so let them know how can they find you.
You can find me on Kick at Model Lachey. You can find me on Twitter at Model Lachey. You can find me on Instagram at Luscious Lachey. And that's L-U-S. C-I-O-U-S underscore Lachey, L-A-S-H-E-E. You can find me also on Facebook at Lachey Robinson. And you can Google me. I'm always going to be there.
Always. She always going to be there. All right. Okay. Well, it's about that time. Not only about that time where we hold on before we go. I see he popped it right from the club. What's up, old Rudy? What's up?
Oh my God! Like, I've been sitting there for the past 2 hours looking at the pictures scrolling on your Blog Talk Radio page. Oh,
yep.
Those are some beautiful women.
Well, you got one up on the air right now. Still, you got the one, the second one that pops up when it scrolls. That's her, Lachey.
Not the one with the boot on the desk. That one.
No, that's the one from the first hour. That's Brielle Sunshine, and the other one that comes up is one of the couch.
Yeah,
that's Lachey. That's the one that's on the air right now. Still.
Oh, she's the beautiful one.
Thank you, baby.
That other one, she looked like she might have a little Down syndrome kicking in, but I'm like,
oh, Lord. Man, tell me, please.
Oh, she's beautiful. Dang it. You know, Shetty, every time I take the time to check out what you got doing, the women get all beautiful. How do you do that?
It's a blessing, man. I can't, you know, it's, see, the thing is, Because a lot of people get confused. You can't just have, you know, as far as the people that's on the show and people that's involved, it can't just be beautiful. It's one, it can be beautiful, but if they're not, if they're going to be lazy and everything else under the sun, it doesn't really matter. But I can't stand, I really just can't stand a lazy, beautiful woman. That's boring to me. Like, you got to have something going for yourself. At the end of the day, that makes you ugly that you ain't got nothing going for you.
You know, I'm looking, and I see the couch. And the couch is, that couch is one of, like, the best couches I've ever seen in your pictures. Oh, my God. Because I'm a throw pillow kind of guy. I like real, like, soft throw pillows, but...
Oh, my God. See, I don't need no pillows on my couch. I can sit there and stare at that. Oh, crap. I'm losing. Hold on.
Well, what's her name again?
My name is Lachey.
Lachey. Okay, I had to pick it out because I needed to see it in writing, and I didn't want to keep calling you young lady because wasn't Lachey. You look like you got your goodies going on.
Yeah, I know. It's hard work though.
It don't look, it looks like you look like you're not working hard at it. It looks natural.
You can say it's natural. It's natural. I don't do too much, but I do a little bit to keep it tight.
Oh well, I gotta keep what tight?
I knew you were going to do it.
I knew you were going to say that too.
I'm 84 years old. I got to figure out what I can, you know. I can't afford the Viagra or anything, so.
Teddy, you was right. It does get live after, at 12 o'clock. Your show gets live.
Yeah, it does. It does. I try to tell people it's one of the craziest shows on the net. Don't listen to me. They be like, oh, yeah, all right.
They don't know.
They don't know, Guru. I be trying to let them know, man, and don't listen.
Daggone kids going to bed on a Monday night at 7:30. What the hell? Bitches don't know shit.
Oh, man.
Like I said, well, I keep seeing her boobies flash by, and I'm just... They hypnotize me.
Here goes the tap.
Oh, man.
And then here comes Lachey. Lachey.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I feel like an 84. Oh, I'm going to throw it back at you. Be quiet for a little. Let me close out this show. All right, so I know at the team, and I want to go ahead and send a shout out to Team Reed. I'm not here today, but we love you. We'll see you on Wednesday, man. And I think I say, I don't know if she's going to go crazy. Oh, Miss Rudy, y'all better say you be coming with T not here now. You be slipping, man. TV wonder where you be at, man.
I got no life.
So you gotta come on Wednesday, man. Because she be like, "Oh, I heard from Rudy." Oh, you weren't here that day. You just here. So now she gonna say that again. She gonna miss. She gonna be to miss you again.
She needs to show up when I show up. Yeah, it's kind of hard to get out of that nursing home. You know, feel a bad biker nurse there won't let me get up. I've been some mashed up eggs for breakfast.
Lord. On that note, Ruta, all right, so I want to go ahead and just let everybody know if y'all miss any parts of the show, go to blogtalkradio.com/CEDJ, that's letter CEDDY, letter J. Then you can also go to iTunes as well, type in Dust Spot Radio Network, it brings up all the shows, bam, it's free on both places, it doesn't matter. Listen to it, you can go back and listen to Riel from earlier, And then you can come back and listen to the Say, you miss any parts of the Say interview. Take it back and listen to as much as you want to. Share it, stalker, whatever. So, again, I appreciate you for coming through the Say. It was definitely great. And I got a nice voice to go with the person. And while the two stories that y'all two shared today was off the chain.
Yeah. I would like to do it anytime. Anytime you want to call and have a conversation, let me know.
All right. Now, when you do the shoot, where are you going to be here? Are you going to be in A-Stone or are you going to be here in the DFW?
I am going to be here in H-Town, but I will be sure to shoot you the magazine and a free copy of the magazine and some pictures.
All right. Well, everybody, we out. Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Oh, there's a U. There is a way. Y'all tuned in the episode of Life of the Dust Live, your boy City J, on High to Dust Mondays here on blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to the sponsors, audible.com. Check them out. That's where you can get over 150,000 different titles of all different genres of audiobooks. So check that out. If you go to audibletrial.com/FettyJ, you will get a free trial, free 30-day trial, and get a free audiobook. So definitely go there, use that link to go there, and then they'll take care of you. And also go like Notoriously Naughty's page, that's at facebook.com/NNTeam. That's M, everyone speak like those people do on freakinghotels.com. And there's an NC, and there's an NC team. So that's how you can find them. And we out, man. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all. And Ashay, appreciate you again for coming through.
You're welcome, baby.